USA Radio News.
Investigators have recovered the body of 20-year-old college student Molly Tibbetts, who disappeared from her small Iowa town over a month ago. There will be a 5 p.m. news conference in Iowa. Dan Shore is a former police investigator. He says joggers need to take caution every time they head out for a run.
People who are jogging are vulnerable, and we don't know for sure that she was abducted when she was jogging. We'll learn a lot more, and police are certainly learning a lot more by looking at the body now, finding out what happened. Did she go with someone she knew? Was she abducted by a stranger? There's a lot of information that police are certainly trying to piece together right now.
Jurors today indicated that they are struggling to reach a unanimous verdict on at least one or more counts against Paul Manafort and his bank and tax fraud trial. They sent a note to the judge asking what to do in this situation. He replied and urged them to redouble their efforts. Worth noting, the judge did not offer them any other options regarding this case. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Brett Kavanaugh is set to meet with Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer today in his office. The meeting is the first between the two, and Schumer is one of the senators who's pushing for documents to be released on Kavanaugh's record in government service. Ultimately, though, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee says
he will become Supreme Court Justice because the votes are there. He won't get a fair hearing because the Democrats won't let him.
45-year-old Cassandra Klein was killed after an alligator dragged her into a golf course lagoon in South Carolina. Now, she was trying to protect her pet border collie during her daily walk.
It appeared that the alligator was after the dog, and in an attempt to free her dog from the alligator, the deceased was basically pulled into the water by the alligator.
Comments from South Carolina Department of Natural Resources spokesman Captain Robert McConaugh. President Trump will be holding an economic roundtable today in West Virginia and also holding a Make America Great Again rally tonight. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Today, ICE carried out a 2004 order to deport a former Nazi SS labor camp guard in German-occupied Poland. The 94-year-old man was a resident of Queens, but he was deported back to Germany. Richard Grinnell is the ambassador to Germany. He explains why this needed to be done.
This has been somebody who was deported in 2004. Consecutive governments of the U.S., consecutive administrations have tried to remove him. It was a difficult task because this individual is not of German citizenry. He had his U.S. citizenship taken away, so he technically was without a country. He was stateless. So those became some complicated issues. But President Trump made it very clear he wanted to work through all of these issues, figure out a way, and the way that we presented to the German government was they had a moral obligation, not necessarily a legal one with this individual, but a moral obligation because he worked in the name of the then German government. And so the moral obligation on part of the Germans was received, and they said, yes, we recognize that. Let's work through these difficult issues. It took us a little while. But I also have to give credit to the new foreign minister in Germany, mm-hmm. Heiko Maas, and the new Minister of Interior, Minister Seehofer, also was very instrumental. Both of these gentlemen wanted to work with President Trump and the administration to make it happen.